Mm-hmm. All right. Being recorded.
I'm wondering, you guys have a separate email list that you guys use for variety stuff?
Debate on writing?
Yeah, I took a class
down in the small court, and one of the people going participates in that, so she put my name on the list.
Ms. Reddy? Look at the minutes. Anybody get a chance to look at them?
Mm-hmm.
Any updates, changes?
All right. I had a couple little ones that I guess, or one little one that caught my eye. Page 3, review of questions for city staff. It says a brief discussion, maybe fourth line down, it says a brief discussion occurred regarding Chestnut Street. I wondered if, just for clarification, we could say regarding minor pedestrian improvements at Southeast Chestnut Street and Ferry Slip. Just so somebody reading it doesn't, like, what's this? That's all I saw.
Okay, anybody else?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes with minor correction.
I second.
Okay, public comment?
Ken?
That'd be me. I do have a list. Do I have 3 minutes? Is that a 3 minute timer going in?
Yes.
Well, to start with, what I have here is the box materials that I've accumulated over the last 13 years in the Bicycle Pedestrian Committee. I've got folders that I had with the minutes and with, you know, several other things. I've got folders in there that have got grant applications that were sent out, et cetera. And I mentioned to Mary Ann that I would be bringing that stuff, and you guys can kind of decide, you know, if you want to divide that up and kind of look through it. It isn't all, you know, totally real categorized. I also have the files that I've been keeping for the Newport Bicycle Advisory Committee on my computer that I put on this that, you know, we're going to stick that on there and go through that. It's got a lot of the minutes. It's got a lot of other letters written, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's another format besides, you know, what I have there.
What format?
Most of their Word documents, and there's PDF, and then I don't know if there's a spreadsheet or two in there that would be Excel. It's all Microsoft, you know, stuff that I think even some of the earlier versions, stuff like Solo from, 2007 that I've got now. So that's just another piece of information that I've been archiving over the years. I just, like I said, I've made a point of keeping track of, you know, what's been going on in the, you know, in the meetings and stuff in the minutes. I've referred to them back and forth, you know, from time to time when the need arises. Like I said, you can do whatever you want with them. You can take them to the shredder right now if you want. They're out of my hands. You know, I'm no longer the archivist for the Newport Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee. So I'm passing that torch on to you. My next, I have a question.
Can I ask you a question about that? Do you have a sense of how much of it is duplicated electronically and how much of it is only in paper?
There's a bit of it that's duplicated electronically. Mm-hmm. If you look through the minutes that I have in one of the folders there, that is by date, and those are the ones that I printed off and put in there. So, you know, some of it, the same stuff is on here. Because, you know, first I took when I was doing the minutes, I would go ahead and, you know, put them in the PDF format and the Word format, and that's, you know, that's what's on here. Some of it I printed off and put it in the folder. I just found it a lot easier a lot of times to be able to look at the printed copies as opposed to the, you know, electronic stuff and read through the computer screen. So,
okay.
It may take some while to disseminate, you know, just what all is here, but again, like I said, I've been keeping track of a lot of different things for a long time. We've also, and I noticed that since I was at the December meeting when you know, the new applicants were here and stuff, there was some interest in a trail from Yaquina Head to, you know, Ag Beach. That would be the let's see, what they call that trail.
The lighthouse.
From the lighthouse. Anyway, there was a grant application that was put in by the city several years ago, and that is in there as well, which actually details a bridge that needed to be built, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, like I said, you can look through the stuff and kind of, you know, piece through what you think you can figure out or not. Next thing I've got on my list here is that I've got a question for the people on the committee. I'm curious to know how many on the committee belong to the League of American Bicyclists and or the Bicycle Transportation Alliance based out of Portland. Anybody? Okay, well, just for your information, these are old brochures that I found as I was going through my material. The URLs for these folks are still out there. One of the things that got me heavily involved in bicycle and pedestrian issues over the years is actually being a member. I started out with the League of American Bicyclists. I've been a member for, I don't know, 25 years. A lot of information. I brought one of the latest magazines that they sent out. Again, they've got a lot of information in there relating to the issues at national level, which actually come down to the state level. Bicycle Transportation Alliance is a huge advocacy organization for the state of Oregon. I have gone to a couple of national bike summits in Washington, D.C. that are put on by the league, or, you know, helped put on by the league. I've also been to about four or five state-sponsored bicycle summits. Now it's called the Active Transportation Summit, which actually includes bicycling, walking, mass transit, covers everything. So, and that would be coming up probably, you know, later this year. The summit, the bike summit, is in March, so no way you can go to that. But I did represent the city and the county when I went to these summits, and a lot of information, a lot of inspiration gets put out. Just to let you know, if you have a chance to go to the state summit, go. It's just great to network with a lot of the folks that have, you know, same, you know, like-minded people. And anyway, like I said, I've been doing that for several years. So, like I said, URLs for these guys is still valid. So,
Ken, you mentioned
check into that.
The Bicycle Transportation Alliance, the League of American Bicyclists, and then you also mentioned the National Bike something
Summit.
Summit.
Yeah.
Are you going to continue going to that summit?
Well, I'm not going to be going to the, you know, this year's summit. I missed last year's because of some family things that came up. I'm not going to be able to make it to this year's one either. However, I will probably make it to the Active Transportation Summit in Salem this year. That'll probably be, I don't know, maybe in April, May. I'm not real sure when they're going to do that. But that one I'll probably go to. And that's like a three-day type thing. Sometimes, you know, you can book some overnight accommodations if you want to stay there. That's kind of helpful sometimes. Now you go on a day of, you know, day-to-day basis too.
Is this also an League of American Bicyclists event? Or
no, that's actually pretty much put together by the Bicycle Transportation Alliance. They kind of handle getting folks together for that Active Transportation Summit, along with the, you know, several other folks out of the Portland area.
They include skateboarders?
Hmm?
They include skateboarders?
I haven't heard that. It has been brought up at that summit before about skateboards, because I know that in Portland, they actually do have places where they skateboard on the streets. So, they may not spend a whole lot of time on it. They have several breakout sessions that they do, and then you can pick and choose which breakout session you want to go to, and you know, either listen in or, you know, be a part of it. They actually have the agendas set up ahead of time so you can get an idea of, you know, what's going on. If I have an opportunity, if I get the email about when it's going to be, I'll send it to Mary Ann, and then she can pass that information on to you guys.
If you go to these meetings, would you come and we'll put you on the agenda and you can give us, would you give us an update on what you learned and what you saw?
Yeah, I've done that in the past and stuff, mm-hmm. as far as like materials. In fact, there's some of the materials in the box there that are from both the National Bike Summits and some of them from the Active Transportation Summit. Okay. So that's great inspiration. I mean, you're not alone, you know, and that's the point, you know. I started out at a national level, and then at the state level, when the Bicycle Transportation Alliance really got strong, they're a great organization. You know, they're based out of Portland, and it used to kind of revolve around Portland, and now they've reached out with several programs throughout the whole state. So it's a very, very good organization. So next on my list, well, actually, along that line, I sent an email to Mary Ann about the Safe Routes to School meeting on March 20th at the middle school here. I don't know if you have that information. It's going to be on March 20th at 3:30 over at the middle school, and I, you know, strongly urge you to attend that if you can. There's going to be a lot of information in there about trying to help the middle school put together an action plan. And the action plan consists of identifying the barriers to walking or biking to school. And they're going to focus on that particular school, Newport Middle School. There's actually funding that has been found to help Newport Middle School put together an action plan. So if you can go there, you'll learn a lot more about the Safe Route to School programs. That's another thing I've been involved in for many years since they, you know, first started, you know, working at it and getting into Oregon here. Next on my list is a letter to ODOT. You know, I wanted to know about Cheryl's on the bridge. I don't know where you're at with that, but I brought my materials that I put together, and I sent that to Mary Ann at one point. These are basically some email threads that went back and forth between the Region 2 engineer here and Tim Gross about Cheryl's on the bridge. I also included, if you look at this picture, the picture looks a whole lot like Yaquina Bay Bridge. Mm-hmm. And that's a bridge that's in Oregon City. That was one of the first ones that they put the Cheryl's on the bridge. So Cheryl's on the Yaquina Bay Bridge is not a new concept, and it actually has been embraced by several traffic engineers with ODOT. So like I said, I don't know where you're at with the letter that the city is, you know, going to be putting together, hopefully putting together to try to get ODOT to do Cheryl's on this bridge. But I commuted across that bridge for over 25 years, and that was been, in fact, City Council had to contact ODOT about putting the flashing warning lights on that bridge and lowering the speed limit. And myself and this committee actually workshopped in getting the information to City Council about going to ODOT about putting the warning lights on the bridge now and lowering the speed limits to 35. And that's the way it has to work. It has to go through the City Council to go to ODOT. So, like I said, I'm not sure where that is yet with in the Public Works Department, but this has been a two-year project to try to get that information to ODOT to get them to get the sheriff on the bridge. So I'm still trying to pay attention to that to see that it happens. Another question that I have that needs to be pursued is, I looked on the website when I'm looking for information on the Bicycle Pedestrian Committee, I actually see that listed under the Planning Department. Now, when this committee was first formed, it was actually City Council said that the committee would be working with the Public Works Department. I'm not sure where the Planning Department comes into this, because as far as actually doing like shareos and stuff on and other and sidewalks and things like that, that's a public works function. I think that the committee ought to show up under a link under public works department, not planning department. However, I know that the planning department has been involved in trying to put together some plans for like South Beach development and where they're going to put trails and sidewalks, et cetera, and the planning department got heavily involved in that. The planning department kind of worked with trying to get the transportation system plan update, that 2009 update for the transportation system plan. Not sure who actually got the grant for that. Maybe that was through planning, but obviously you guys are going to need to work with both planning and public works department. And actually, on that note, I'm still upset that we don't really have representation from either department at these meetings. Because I went to city council meeting, you know, last Monday to hear the report on, you know, the four items that were brought up in the workshop and stuff to see what the answer was. And the report was given by the new city manager, and I didn't see any real interaction with the public works department on some of the answers to the questions that have been brought up. I'm still concerned that this committee is not going to get timely responses from public works department.
I actually think it's a good thing that we're part of, that we're under planning as opposed to public works, because it sets the precedent that we're involved earlier on in the process at the planning level, that we would be advising based on future plans instead of retroactively coming in and how can we make this work, whereas when we're involved at the planning level, we can make sure that the dimensions and such are accurate and safe. So it, we may work more frequently with public works, but from my perspective, it's better to be seen as part of planning, even if it's just kind of a mental adjustment for everyone at that level within the city. I think it's actually a really good thing that we fall under planning.
And also, as an advisory committee, we are advising. You know, we are not. Public works is an action thing. You know. That everything's already been approved and set to go. We, you know, our process is to advise, which goes under the planning. You know, we're not, you know, we are not directly involved with public works. We're indirectly involved with public works.
Well, you're actually,
we're a step, what I would
like to see the committee do would be to ensure that both the planning department and the public works department, you know, get copies of the minutes specifically to them, so that when these questions come up at the committee level, the individuals that can actually answer the questions can actually give you a response at your next meeting. And this is something that, you know, I resigned, you know, back in November, and some of the questions that were brought up by then and before then still haven't been answered. They've been in minutes, but they, you know, they really have not been addressed. And, you know, again,
this is a procedural question that's actually on our agenda to discuss a little bit later.
Okay. And those two department heads always get the minutes.
But they get the minutes, but you don't get a response back. That's my point.
Anything else?
Yeah, no, that's a... Well, I didn't, and I don't know if you've got a note there. I noticed that you weren't at that city council meeting, but in response to the four items that were presented to
that's also on
city
the
council,
internet.
Okay. Do you have the information about when they actually are going to work on some of those items, like the Aggie Beach Trail,
et cetera? We're going to discuss it as part of our agenda tonight.
Okay, because what I hear is that you're not going to get any information until January of next year.
That's what I heard also.
It may come earlier, but that's the outside deadline. So.
Yes. And again, I'll leave these here just for you to take a look at. Again, if you look through I strongly urge you folks to take a look at belonging to like the League of American Bicycles and or the Bicycle Transportation Alliance. The membership dues are really not that great, and you get a lot of super information on a regular basis from these guys. Okay.
Thank you,
Ken.
Thank you. And thank you for the 20 pounds of stuff.
It's like a low estimate. It's all paper.
Yeah.
Great, thank you. Okay, so that was public comment. Next is on the agenda is discussion of the City Council presentation follow-up to the report that we got from them. Unfortunately, that we don't have copies, but I can read. I can read it, at least some of it. So there's just an overview on the process, and then I thought it was neat that the city manager then itemized a number of bike ped projects. It should be noted that the city has focused on many pedestrian and bicycle improvements in recent years, and then he goes on to list a very impressive list of improvements, and also some current improvements. And then he gets to the meat of it. At a staff level, it is our recommendation to the City Council that the Sharrow program be continued with a like number of Sharrows to be installed on an annual basis to facilitate the ultimate renewal of Sharrows as they need to be replaced in the future. So we could talk about that first one. So my understanding is then whatever budget they had this year will then be continued.
Okay. Last year they installed, I think I counted 38 mm-hmm. on that one section. And that was, I think it was right at 2 miles. And, you know, so if we can hold them to, you know, putting in 40 a year, mm-hmm. You know, that would, and I don't mind that idea of, because of the replacement deal, because some of them have been worn up there. You go around a couple of the corners up by 101, and a couple of them have gotten some wear to them already. And if we could, you know, establish this as, you know, an annual thing that, yes, we are going to do, you know, say 40 or whatever Sharrows per year, that'd, you know, run us through our entire, you know, wish list in about 5 years. And we could be expanding it, you know, as that goes, because it wouldn't have to be replacing 40 a year. But, you know,
what do you think the replacement cycle would be?
I don't know. You know, those have only been on there for 1 year.
It also will depend on the street.
Mm-hmm. The street, the amount of usage, and on some streets, you know, like depending on where they're sitting, Tim did a better job on this one by getting them more in the center, you know, because if the car's driving over them and not on top of them, you know, if your wheels are missing the Sharrows, they're going to last mm-hmm. for a long time. If the wheels are bumping over top of the Sharrows, they're going to get ate up. And so the placement, I think, is, you know, is just as important as anything else. You know, because we've been fighting for these since I've been on against, you know, mentioned the time. I mean, everything takes time, and we've been fighting for Sharrows for 5 years, 6 years, and, you know, to get, you know, some kind of an annual, you know, installation, I think that is some sort of victory. I'd like to see them do 80 a year, but, you know, if they're going to offer us, you know, to do it, I understand what he's saying, that they will put in at least 40 this year. Is that what you get from
that? I understand that his recommendation to the City Council is that they fund the same amount of money each year as they did this year. Mm-hmm. So at this point, it's just a recommendation, and the City Council will take that under advisement.
And they also mentioned they're $300 a piece, roughly. So that would be $12,000.
Well,
is that?
I thought he said the same amount of money.
Right.
So there wasn't a dollar figure to it. It was whatever they spent this year. That's
right.
What he was recommending.
That is, it says that there's 300. They're 300 apiece.
Yeah.
If we did 40 of them, that's $12,000.
Yeah.
So I just expanding on that.
Are you looking at the same document I am?
Parts of it. It's laced within here is the $300 figure
per
Cheryl.
That was his overall. Yeah, that was the number we've been throwing around for quite some time.
I think that's the installed price.
Yeah.
I didn't see it in this document.
Yeah, it's, well, it's,
And just a clarification, I don't think we ever got any information from Public Works Department how much the other ones that they get by cost them. With those numbers you've got, that $300, those are some estimates that I think I found online.
Within one of these documents that I printed out, it says $300. I'm not sure where it is. One of the reports that, either the recommendation or the background information.
When you figure it out, would you show it to me? I'm not sure I'm looking at everything. I might have missed. It may have been another part of that agenda. I only printed out part of it. You can email.
I just thought it was interesting to note $12,000. Approximately $12,000 is what I believe that number reflects. What the continuing the frequency reflects is at $12,000.
What do you think of the city manager's recommendation?
I think his recommendation, by and large, were great across the board. The Cheryl was nice that they bought into it and they're going to continue it, and the rest of his recommendations are really solid. I mean, we got everything we wanted in a way, in terms of continuing our goals, because he's recommending,
it's recommending the funding of the
feasibility study for all those projects. So that's nice.
It's a victory. It's a positive.
It's huge.
You know.
I just want to hear if anyone has a different idea about that.
I have a little bit different idea about it. I was at that meeting and I listened to what they were saying there.
Thank you for going. Did anybody else go?
Ken.
Okay. And what we have to keep in mind, though, is even though these projects are going to get some engineering work done on them, this committee has other things to do also. It may not involve, and we have to go out and get our own way to do it, though, it looks like to me.
Because what does it look like? That's you.
I mean, we don't know. We can't just sit here and wait till the engineering gets done on these projects before we do something. Otherwise, we're worthless here. We need to continue to do other things.
And
I think to accomplish those things, we'll have to get our own monies, via grants or whatever, to make them happen.
But it's on dealing with the Cheryls, though. You know, see, if they're indeed going to continue to put in 40 a year or whatever, this is a done deal, and we can move on to other things. We're not going to be stuck arguing about Cheryl's, if we get a commitment from the city that yes, that's what they're going to follow up on. So I think that's a great idea. I'd like to see the council, follow up and say, yes, we will do this. Because that way we can move on. We can be done with the Cheryl thing because it's planned out. Yeah, we can move on to something, something bigger and better.
When you say you can move on, does that mean if, in fact, not all 30 or 40 have to go, just replacing existing ones? Who's going to pick where the other ones go? Or is that already set out?
We have set out a priority list a couple of times, actually.
So they would have that?
Somewhere they would have that, and I think that that's one of the things we can do follow-ups on now. As far as when the next 40 goes, put them here, and the next 40 after that, put them there. That's a very good point.
So Alicia, I'm still not. I don't understand. What you had said. So we presented them with our four top priorities,
right?
And they addressed those. And we certainly have a number of other things that we want to continue working on. So first, just for the report from the city manager, was there anything about that you were not happy with?
No, the report from city manager was, I was very encouraged by that.
Okay. And so then there was something you were frustrated with. Could you articulate that again?
Well, I'm saying that they're going to do some engineering sometime during the year for our other three major projects. Mm-hmm. Okay, those are major projects to us, right?
Right.
Okay. Just waiting, but get those funded is going to take more years to happen.
Yes.
And we can't sit on our hands in the meantime.
Right.
We have other things to do. But anything we come up with, I'm sure we're going to have to come up with our own monies or grants to get them done. So we have to still keep an eye out for grants to get projects accomplished.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
That's what I'm really trying to get to.
And I think we'll have to also shuffle the deck and see what some of the other things we've been working on are and what we want to bring to the top.
Yeah, it's always a kind of a punch list for us. I mean, we're always looking to add things to the punch list, and some things are easier to do and some things are harder to do, but I think that's what we do every meeting. We think of additional things, and as they matriculate to the top, they
and
become
things,
a priority.
And things are changing also. Public Works is doing projects on their own, and we have to be aware of what they're doing.
That's what their job. Yeah. That's what they do.
And that's part of what we're,
right. I mean, the sidewalks.
We're
following up on the sidewalks, yes. Mm-hmm. And I believe they have paved Benton Street.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a big thing. Think about that. That could be a very good secondary road. For us.
They have Public Works on their own initiative has gone on and done a whole bunch of things that have been beyond
we've ignored Benton before.
Correct.
Because it was unpaved. Now, with that being paved, we really think about our priorities on that too.
Well, and that's another place where you say, it's noted that Public Works did this improvement, and that's great, thank you very much, and it opens up another 101 parallel route on the east side of 101. Yeah. So if we kind of acknowledge that, we stay in frequency with
it. It's in the transportation plan also.
Right, but since we didn't suggest it, it's nice for us to say, oh wow, thanks for doing it, and that goes towards our mutual goals. And it's just a way of letting them know that we're on the same page and kind of.
What was very interesting, though, is the city has done 4 paving jobs in the wintertime when the state said they're not going to do any paving, such as 101 South. That's very interesting.
Well, we had a little weather window, too, that helped us. We had some strange weather, but we had some pretty good, pretty good side of the window there for a while in January.
We had a whole week of it. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was amazing. Depending when there is the documentation right here,
One, February 3rd, meeting date.
That's the.
Okay.
So this is February 3rd, 14th, and it says right here, staff recommendation section. Each arrow costs approximately $300 in materials.
We'll change that.
Just a piece of information.
Great.
They used to be bicycle advisory.
I think about the Cheryl's. The last job they did, there's some Cheryl's are falling apart already.
Right, we've got too many conversations going on here. Ken?
That's not up to me to.
Go ahead, Alicia.
I said the last Cheryl job they did, there's a couple that have fallen apart already.
Mm-hmm. It's notable that the ones they put in, the 38 or so they put in on Ocean View Drive, are different style than the ones they put on Natterland Drive going up to the state park.
Okay.
They're different supplier, slightly different scale in terms of the width of the line. So it's just like, I guess, buying anything else, there's different versions you can buy. And it might be good for us to, make that comparison that the 38 that went down were from vendor A, and they're great, but it looks like some of them are falling apart. The ones going up out of the bayfront are from vendor B, they're wider, and they've got tons of traffic, and they're holding up really well. So is there a difference? There's two different animals.
They're a torch installed, torch applied. And if you're not heating the product up properly, it's not going to stick. Mm-hmm. And also, if the pavement is wet and you're heating up your product and you're laying it into place on wet pavement.
I realize there may be different reasons why it's happening.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. There are different reasons. Yeah.
I'm just saying that it has happened.
Correct. Yeah, we've been discussing that too. Okay. There are several of them that are falling apart. But it could very well be the fault of the installers, the fact that the road is wet under the surface. The surface can be dry. It'll be wet underneath, but when you apply the heat to it, it sucks the moisture back up into it, and the product won't stick.
The other thing is some of the pavement's old and it's pitted and pretty.
Yeah.
It has a lot of texture to it, and that's going to break down easier. The stuff coming out of the Bayfront was done on fresh overlay, real smooth, so it goes down and stays down better on the smooth substrate rather than a weathered road.
I think it was more poor installation than it was the product itself.
Does the committee keep a record of recommended standards or products? You know, for, you know, Sharrows, this type of installation, this width, bike lane, this is the recommended width, sidewalk, you know, minimum recommended.
Well, as far as Sharrows, like that. Yeah, Sharrows are so new, we, you know.
They are in the new MUTCD.
Right, yeah. But as far as the type, I mean, you could buy a Sharro from Company A or Company B or Company C.
Right. I'm just thinking if we started keeping a list of recommended standards or methods of applying Sharros, things like that. We have a website that could be available for download, you know, just so that it's circulating.
Yeah, and Public Works.
Small standards.
Public Works put the ones down on Ocean View, and they did a dry and did a good one. It would be good to ask Tim. I think our committee would, the walkaway would be the committee would like to just get a little background from Public Works as far as the Sharros that are going to be used in the future and make some comments about our observations with the existing Sharro programs and how long they've lasted.
But as far as.
And then just kind of let them.
Right. It just might be a good resource. You know, there's, in other applications, there is typically a recommended set of standards, you know, in different cities or fields. You know, urban planning has little cheat sheet textbooks that are just full of recommended standards. There's, you know, the architect's book of everything you always need to know that's never in the same place, you know, that just is all those helpful numbers, you know, spacing and widths and things like that it might be good for us to start compiling and make available.
Yes, one of the interesting standards, I think, is on bike lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Because bike lanes, you know, we have been told that the street is not wide enough for a bike lane.
Right, exactly.
Whereas, in fact, the street is wide enough.
Exactly. They're using the wrong standard for the
Correct.
Street width for
yeah.
the lane based on the travel speed. So, but if you have things like that available, then as an advisory committee, people will know what we're going to recommend and could even download the width and things that we could, even in an Excel spreadsheet, something easy.
Here's something that you guys can download. Go to the ODOT Bicycle Pedestrian website. And they've got the manual, the updated manual for, you know, the guidelines for everything relating to bicycle and pedestrian issues.
Usually they're
written hard copies of it,
kind of overzealous, is my opinion.
Yeah, well, I know. This stuff is also available to public works departments as well.
Sure.
So, but anyway, if you have that information, you have something to work with as far as taking it to...
Right, we could just
saying,
even use that as a starting point.
And go to that website anyway. Go to that bicycle pedestrian website anyway. It's got a wealth of information on it.
I took a little bunny hole. I'm sorry about that.
Anything else on the Sharro recommendation from the city manager? Okay. And then the second recommendation was for the three projects to be, I'm going to actually just read it. As to the three projects, I am recommending that a feasibility study and preliminary engineering on those projects be done by the city engineering staff, with that work being completed by January 2015. This would allow for possible consideration of one or more of the projects to be included in the 15-16 fiscal year budget. Comments, questions?
It's a great step forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is a positive step. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been moving slowly on this committee forever, and any step forward is a step forward as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I think, you know, our position is, you know, as advisors is to say, yeah, you betcha, and go for it.
Did you get that? Yeah, you betcha.
I got it. You'll be famous on the internet tomorrow.
And that, I, even if they can't fund all of them, just having the engineering, having the cost estimates, then we can start to look for grants, or we can work with community planning to look for grants for some of those.
Engineering is critical for us. Engineering is critical for us to continue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a positive thing. Get that done.
So I think that we can. So now it's up to the city council, and what does the group think about what is the best way for us to express to the city council how, you know, much this means to us? I mean, individually, I know I can contact, we could make a statement as a committee and just say, well, you know, we were really encouraged by the city manager's report, and we hope that you'll find a way to follow these recommendations. And so we can do a formal response from the committee, and I can draft something and send it around, or individually we can contact city council members.
I think, you know, your initial statement there, you know, would work for me.
Mm-hmm.
That as a committee, you make a response that, you know, we're encouraged by what the city manager, you know, as outlined, and that we hope that the council will follow up and agree with that, and we're excited for the bump forward. I think that because they've been hearing from us about these four plans for a year now,
mm-hmm.
and they know that that's what we presented to them. They've been listening to it for quite a while, for better than a year, and it's balls in their court finally, and it's time to kind of move on.
Peggy, do you have anything to add to that as far as procedurally?
You know, I think that what will happen is that this will be discussed at the upcoming City Council goal setting session, which is February 24th. And I think that you might see in Mark Salen's email, Councilor Salen's, that he thinks that there should be a separate budget line item for bike had items, and so I'm sure he's going to be, first of all, he said he would be meeting with Spencer pretty quickly, and then secondly, I think that would be a priority item for him, pushing either at the goal setting session or at the budget committee meetings, and those meetings have been set.
Can I make a comment on that as far as a budget line item? There is Oregon Revised Statute 316, or let's see, I got it written down. There is a statute that actually mandates that 1% of the gas tax go to bicycle and pedestrian projects. Mm-hmm. A number of years ago, I went to the city finance director, and they put a line item in the budget for that 1% money. So Mark or somebody needs to double check to make sure that line item is still there.
Right.
Now,
this is
actually will give him, you know, some way to actually track, you know, how the money is spent of that 1% of that gas tax money. Again, that bike bill is something else you know, be worthwhile looking up for you guys.
Peggy, did you want to add anything to that?
I will let Mark know what you said. That's accurate. That
366.514.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll give that to them.
Yeah.
316?
366.544.
I don't know anything about the city budget. Is having a line item a significant advantage for BikePed?
It is if it were to say it was for the bicycle pedestrian related projects, like Sharrow's, for example, specifically. Mm-hmm. Then there's a comfort level that the money is there for that purpose, and it doesn't get spent someplace else when an emergency comes up, that it's designated. And so it is an advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I see that happening. I mean, I see the budget process being a lot different this year than it's been in the past, and a lot of the line items will be more clearly identified as to what they should be used for, where, I mean, Chuck, you're on the budget committee, and I know that there have been times in those meetings where you just wonder, really, what? I mean, you wonder where they're putting money and why, and where. I mean, even I have to sometimes ask the people in finance where money is that I know is budgeted for something because it's not clear. And I think the new process will make it clear.
Good.
Okay. So is there anything else in Mark's email that we should discuss? Did you see this?
I didn't see Mark's email. I don't. Is it going back to the recommended projects in that feasibility study?
He just wrote an email today, Chuck.
Okay, just backtracking for a second on the three projects that we got the feasibility study
Because what he says is he thinks the bike and ped activities should be a separate budget line item that is tied to the priorities, those four things.
Right. Well, before we move on to that, the point I want to make was that the funding for these items here, the grants that are needed maybe to do these items, is part of our response to council. This is backtracking, it has nothing to do with this. We will be looking for funding sources to facilitate the completion of those projects. And we hope that the grant procurement source that the Public Works Department has will join us in looking for appropriate grants to facilitate those projects. But I think that's an important thing to put in there because that's, like Alicia was saying, that you have to have the dollars. So as 2015 budget rolled around, if we can be locating grants that are appropriate.
But who amongst me is, amongst we, is actually going to be researching for grants?
That's my point, because Public Works has a grants procurement resource.
So
it'd be nice for us as a committee to recommend that they utilize the services of that grants procurement expert and see whether there's down the line some grants that are appropriate for these types of categories.
That's a good idea.
So just to kind of link the funding with the feasibility thing.
The ODOT site actually has where the transportation enhancement grant cycles are and what they are.
Yeah, they're very important too.
So again, that's another reason to go to that ODOT thing, because that's another grant source you can look for.
I've also found Derek to be very proactive with finding grants when he knows, you know, when a project has been sufficiently fleshed out. And so, for example, with the Safe Haven Hill grant, he has been very tenacious about going after grants for something that's very difficult to fund, and he's in the final stages of getting that funded. So I think we'll do okay with the support from the city.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get into this, but I
didn't really understand Mark's email, so that's why I wanted to bring it up.
I thought it was just straightforward.
I think that part of it too might be that Mark did not attend that evening meeting where council dealt with this, February 3rd meeting.
Yeah.
And so I think he missed a little piece of it, but he's kind of trying to catch up. But he did miss a piece of it that night.
Yeah, and the big piece I want to talk about later, but the crosswalks. I'll talk about that later.
Let's get that on.
Question, you know, everybody has trouble making meetings from time to time. I was wondering, is there anything within the city government if a particular council member is designated to committee but they can't make it in advance, that they let another council person know so that they can
Committees have an alternate liaison, there's not one that's been established for this committee, but I can talk with the mayor about that and see if we can get an alternate.
It seems like it would help, because when they're not here, then they lose all this energy that we have put out, and it's like, okay, well, we feel really good about what we said, but it's nice to know that there's a council person sitting there that heard it, responded back, makes some, you know, nods of the heads and comments synergistically.
I'll ask her.
Don't you think? Because it's kind of hard, you know, two meetings in a row, we don't have anything from city council here.
It would be nice.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know.
Yeah, I'm also interested, he said that he wants to discuss history, successes, and problems with Spencer. And
I don't know if that's really all that critical with, to a degree, but I mean, we're moving forward. We're moving on.
We hope so.
Thank you.
Well, and I will be in that meeting, and I'll try to keep him headed down the road.
Yeah,
well,
forward.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't think we want to visit past a whole lot in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good. So I'll draft a letter and send that around. Anything else? Anybody? So review current staff reports from the Community Development and Public Works Department. So Peggy, can we keep this on every month and pull?
So I think that I really made a mistake, and I apologize for that. I probably should have put them in your packet, so mea culpa, I'll do it next time.
Okay, or keep an eye on them too. If you would like me to do it, just
well, and here's another thing: they are no longer going to be in the packets. They will be on the website. In fact, I think there are some that were just posted today that I haven't even read, and I know that.
So the city manager is putting in some different procedures.
Yes.
So can you tell us how these are going to affect us, like with the city reports and with the packets?
Well, the packets will be the same. They will have a little bit of a different look. The meetings will be a little bit different because the city manager will be introducing all items and making recommendations on all items. So you, unless there's something that's especially complex, you will not be hearing from the staff except for Spencer. So that will be a little bit different at council meetings. The packets will look a little bit different because in addition to the departmental report on a particular item, Spencer will be writing a report with a recommendation on that item. We're still tweaking that a little bit because last time what happened was Spencer had motions, staff had motions, they didn't match, and we were struggling. But I think we've moved beyond that. Now, what will happen with the departmental reports is that they will be posted on the computer, and I'll have to tell you on the website, and I'll have to tell you exactly where because I don't remember, but I feel like if you went on the website today, you would find the departmental reports that just came out at 5:12 this afternoon or whenever she put them out. But once a month, those reports will be on the website, and I'll figure out where they are before next time.
And we all got your email that said, take a look at the report. It's online. Mm-hmm. It said page 6 to 12 or whatever. And that was real helpful. So just a heads up, that way is what we're talking about, right? Just so we know where to access it, because that was really good. I just swiped the URL, copied it in, boom, there was the 5 pages that you'd spoken about in the packet.
And that was something that we were all looking for. But on a month-to-month basis, I guess, should I be looking for that and sending it around? Or if you, because sometimes the staff reports are really long and it doesn't have to do with us, I'd hate to see you print.
I can pluck out Public Works and planning.
Okay.
And I'll attach them to your packet, and I really apologize for not doing it this time. I knew we were going to talk about them.
So if there's something really long that doesn't relate to us, so, you know, I would trust your judgment on which parts to print out and, you know, which parts to include.
Okay.
All right.
It was amazing that their packet was like 106 pages or whatever.
And then
and if we were, you know, we had like maybe a few pages on it. I'm glad that I'm not a council person because that's a huge job.
And that was a little packet.
That was crazy.
Yeah. There was another thing in the packet in the, what was it?
Crossings.
The right of, yeah, the crossings, and that was something that that Alicia wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
The right of way, right, there was the right of way agreement, but I don't know that the right of way necessarily had that much to do with us, but Alicia, do you want to?
Well, what happened is the crosswalk project went over budget by almost $300,000. Okay, and they were kind of, where are they going to get the $300,000 from?
Well, originally, it was projected to be under budget. Is that right? Well, because it was supposed to be leftover money for another crosswalk?
No.
I remember that at all.
For the flashing lights.
The first according to his report, the first thought was it was $52,000 short is what it was thought to be.
Oh,
but
well, that now, was the match.
That was the match that the city had
but,
come.
But, right. But now it's...
But they've got that all figured out.
Yeah, they've got it all budgeted out.
I just want to explain to you how it happened. Is because the state bicycle advisory committee put $100,000 toward that $300,000, and I guess the city had come up with another $100,000, and that is where the discussions happened. The city realized that they had to do this, otherwise they would have to pay for the $170,000 and. Engineering is already done, or 130,000. I can't remember what number that was.
Well, I think it was 170.
It was 170.
I think
okay.
So
they agreed that they're going to take it, and then state must have reduced their amount by $100,000 to get the last one in there. I think. So that's what happened with the sidewalk project. I hope they're not going to hold that over our head, though. That they had to come up with another $100,000 too.
Oh, no. That's just part of
oh,
part
no,
of
that's
business.
Not, you mean over this committee's head?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that would never happen because they know what they're dealing with, and it's kind of not terribly unusual for ODOT to under budget things.
So well, the project is going to go forward. That's the good news.
What I think we should do is write another thank you note to the ODOT Bike and Pedestrian Program. For $100,000, I had seen that paragraph, but it didn't.
Okay.
It didn't sink in what that was. So thanks for pointing that out. I'm looking at it now. It was just after our report on the council packet.
That's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's pretty cut and dry.
But Alicia, wasn't that the item on which they? Approved part of it. They approved the funding, but they didn't approve signing the agreement because they want to have some sort of limit in there as to what ODOT can.
They don't want to see it jacked up again.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's reasonable.
That was kind of what Tim Gross said, that they needed to sign, at least what I understood him to say was that they needed to sign the right of way agreement.
Yes.
And have the project continue to go on, otherwise they were going to owe $130,000 just for the study. But that they still had negotiating room to make it clear to ODOT they didn't like these last-minute increases in cost, and that he thought they could work something out.
If the city didn't come up with $150,000 extra,
that's what
and scrap the project, then the city would still spend out $130,000 for nothing.
Yeah. But that's what Gross was pushing for. I got the impression it's a two-step process.
Yeah.
He said they need to sign the right of way, otherwise they're going to end up owing $130,000 mm-hmm. for just to date the planning costs to date or whatever. But it's that separate from actually, I guess, signing on the dotted line for we're committing this much, blah blah blah. That contract. He seemed to. I understood him to say that the contract they use is a form contract, but you can add things to it.
It is.
You can add provisions to it. And that was what I got the impression he was planning on doing.
But they've already worked this out. It's a done deal. So.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I heard a couple of council people being kind of upset that the money was going to come from this fund and that fund. And I'm not familiar with the interactions between those council members. So it's kind of like, I don't know really what's happening here. I'm hearing a lot of fussing. That's why I appreciated Tim Gross kind of separating out how this project is set up, because I can understand that, what he was saying. Mm-hmm. That was pretty clear, I thought. I mean, assuming I understood him.
The point is they had to do something to make the project continue forward.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But it's done. They did it.
And they did that. They did that.
They've done it since that meeting, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they've all agreed they're gonna the product will come in. It's gonna be delayed a year. It's not gonna happen until 2015. But it's already a done deal. We're beating a dead horse here.
Thanks. What's the city ending up?
They got it down. It was on one of those emails that came out to us. It got hammered down instead of being. Us having to cope with $300,000 is down to like a little over $100,000.
Okay. Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Because I thought I read everything.
And this was on a different part of that same 100-page document.
Oh.
Yeah,
I guess.
Because it's worded a little differently. Oh, this was actually the first page of it. Okay. Okay. Great. Anything else on the review current staff reports? Oh. Moving on. Report on bicycle and or pedestrian accidents during
there were January. None.
There were none. Yay!
That's good.
All good news. okay. Review, so the next thing is review the list of questions for the city staff. And so Ken brought this up earlier in the meeting during the public comment section, and I have the list so that I could pass this around. So what I did was I got the list, which had not been updated since April, or at least the copy that Peggy sent me had not been updated since April. So all I did was a real hard edit on there with just things that were clearly not relevant anymore. And this is everything that's left in its original language. So I thought that we could go through this list. First, though, before we get to this, I wanted to bring up, Ken had brought up the letter to ODOT, and I printed out, so this, he sent this around to look, but I printed up just a few copies of it, and it's two pages, so if anybody would like a copy of that same PDF that he showed earlier. I recently sent this PDF to Tim and said, this is how we left off, this is what's next. I was waiting to contact Tim because I wanted to see what the report from the city council, from the city manager said about the sheros, just to find out what's going on with the city's sheros before we made another new push for the bridge sheros. I've since sent Tim an email requesting, here's where we left off, here's what we said in July would happen, a letter would be written, here's a draft letter. What do you want to do? And so I'm waiting to hear back from him, and I'll follow up with a phone call.
He's on vacation until the 20th.
Till the 20th, uh-huh. Okay.
And just so. FYI, the cost of the sheros and installation should be borne by ODOT. This is historically, this is what they've done, this is what they did in Oregon City. This is not part of what should come out of the city funds. And you probably, you know, Tim should already be aware of that. Mm-hmm. If he isn't already, you need to probably make sure that this is not a budget item that the city has to worry about. The letter requested ODOT do it, and ODOT does it at their expense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll let you know. Hopefully at the next meeting I'll have a response from him when he's back and has gone through his 600 emails. I came in while he was on vacation. Okay, so with that we can take a whack at this list, and
yeah, first one's a big one, isn't it?
This is a four-hour list.
Well,
first one's pretty basic. How do we get some friggin' maps?
Well, we asked for them. I thought they'd be here this meeting.
Oh, I know. Oh, I asked for those maps, and yeah, nobody could find them.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like I forgot. And
can they just print us some home? Most updated?
The ones? Most updated, I'll ask them.
Is that the bike route map?
No,
it's
a big map.
Oh, see, that's
a big map.
Okay.
What is that?
Existing maps. We want dedicated maps. We want our own maps.
Well, we've seen from, and maybe we should inquire with the planning department, because Derek deals with this a lot. We've seen some like Google Earth type aerial photos with the streets overlaid. That's what I visualize as being the most effective tool for us, because can you have a sense of place, geography, vegetation, and you have the physicality of the road. And I've seen planning produce these for other purposes.
Mm-hmm.
There's an example of one in black and white that is originally came out in color. That's just a little postage stamp thing. So that if we're continuing to ask for maps when we finally get them, and they don't match what our expectation, it's going to be a drag. So maybe we should clarify what our expectations are.
Well, tell me what they are, because
I just did, but I'll say it. a Google Earth type visual.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, with the streets overlaid on the...
An aerial image with street overlay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Topography would be awesome, but I'm guessing that will be very difficult.
But I think that's the most effective.
It's just a GIS layer. You put visible. Yeah.
And I think you also talked last time about having three maps and three sections, so that might be the only way you can do it. It might be even more, so we'll do what we can.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's very humble.
But if we walked into Derek's office, in fact, I called Derek late in the afternoon to ask him, I was going to say, hey, Derek, what's up with the map?
That he wasn't there.
Well, I caught him too late in the day.
He was in a meeting.
But it's...
If you want to follow up as well...
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to follow up and be responsible for getting maps.
And this was something that actually I didn't tell you the whole story. I did a hard edit on this, and then I added that one to the top.
I didn't think it was there before.
Everything else, yeah, I didn't 2 through 13 was existing. Oh, okay. I forgot I did that.
Okay.
Well, good job.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Really can't slip anything by this committee. Okay. Second, status of recommendations made to Public Works regarding safety issues on Moore Drive and Bay Boulevard. Do we still have a question on this, and what is the question?
Nothing's been done, and they still haven't. Have they finished the design on the rebuilding of the intersection yet?
So that's the question. Mm-hmm. Have they finished?
Yeah.
Is that the question, Bob?
That's my first question.
That's my first question is
whether the design of the rebuild of that intersection is completed.
Yeah.
If that design is completed, is the bike lane included in there?
Extra copies.
Okay.
You have an extra copy of this.
No.
Is that in the middle there?
No, we don't have any extra photos.
Well, if you could email one to me tomorrow, that would be perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
So have they completed the design?
Yeah.
And did they include
the mandatory bike lane?
Completed the design.
Thank you.
In the bike bill.
Yeah, they're supposed to include a bike lane. It's mandatory. Actually, one already exists down there, but they have to, upgrade it along with the rest of the intersection.
Okay. So number three, determine whether the city's grant consultant is actively looking for all grants or whether it searches for specific grant opportunities. I seem to think that it's specific grant opportunities, but I don't know if we made that up or if we actually got a response.
You know, until we have a specific grant for them to look for, I think that's kind of a moot point.
I don't know where they came from.
I feel like, too, if I can, I mean, I don't know if Tim is willing to do this, but I think he has the ability to ask them to search for, bike and pedestrian type grants. Mm-hmm. It's probably a cost issue. So I've talked to him about it before, and he didn't really give me an answer. But
who did you ask?
Tim.
Okay. You could also ask Derek.
On the Natterland project that we applied for like maybe four grants for, I remember the port actually sent me an email regarding a grant opportunity that they saw down the pike that might fit our needs. So is there some place we can go to look at what grants are there by ourselves?
Yeah. We had Meredith Savage at that point in time, and she's the one who researched that grant. She's the one who applied for it. And we don't have that person. You could look for grants on the computer. I could look for grants on the computer. Right. We all could. Uh-huh. We're not grant writers also. And, I think until we get a specific plan that we want, like say the trail coming up on Nye Street to 15th, until we get that approved, we really don't need to spend a whole bunch of time for it. But once we get that ready, we should be ready to go with seeking grants.
Right. It's a little bit of chicken and the egg, too.
Yeah.
Correct. If you go out there and see what grants are available, you say,
we don't have anything.
So knowing what grants are available and having a broad overview
is important.
That's why the engineering is so important to get done.
Because then you will be ready.
Right, then we'll be ready. That's why that was such a big point.
But I'll ask Tim what the cost would be what the additional cost might be if any to have the grant consultant search for bike and ped type improvement grants.
Okay. Number four is a sore point with us.
You ready for number four?
I read somewhere there was going to be some more federal money for bikes.
I doubt that.
Well, that's what I read.
Well, and they just increased the budget, so from sequester levels, so it could be that they're putting stuff in.
Playing games with the Highway Trust Fund, conditions of propping it back up.
Remember Ken pointed out the look at the website at the State Bicycle Pedestrian Committee.
Yeah.
They have, that's where that information is available.
Next one? Anyone?
Nobody's come back to us and said, we're ready to paint. They can't paint the bike lane symbols anyway until March or April or May when it dries out. But, I think we need to have that be, we've had it as an action item to the
to the question is when they're going to do it.
6 months.
Because it requires to get that done and they haven't done it.
It might be true that they're not going to do it until they redo the intersection.
Well, they did paint the line.
They did paint the line.
But they didn't put the bicycle.
Where are you talking about?
On Bay Boulevard, where you go up the hill past the Embarcadero, there used to be the bicycle symbol in the bike lane, and it got washed off by everybody when they go around that right turn going up the hill. They drive through the bike lane, and it washed off the paint.
Okay.
And scraped 3 or 4 bicycles into the ditch and.
It's Bob humor.
But yeah, the bike lane symbol is gone, along with the bicyclist.
So that question remains.
The question remains
unchanged.
Yep.
I'm not a fast enough typist to get these down here. Installation of dog waste bag containers on Big Creek Trail. I imagine that's not been done.
That's not going to happen.
Not going to happen?
No.
I'm sorry, I'll try not to step in it.
Is that because of a funding issue or lack of desire?
I'm trying to remember the discussion that I had with him. I think it has to do with maintenance.
That probably go through parks anyway, most likely.
Could be. You might bring that up at your meeting.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I see it there.
See if you can bring it up and get a better response over there.
Okay. Well, they're all over town at various locations.
But there, I think the issue, Chuck, and I don't hold me to this, but I think the issue is the ability to get people in there to maintain those.
Oh, just empty.
Yeah.
When you're talking about dog waste bag containers, are you talking about the thing that holds the plastic bags? Or are you talking about trash containers to put the waste into?
Well, you have to have the trash containers, too. That's what Tim said.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Well, I don't. So when somebody pulls one of those bags off the dispenser and uses it,
right. Do they have a place to put it?
Yeah. They put it. Can they put it in any city trash?
Sure.
Yeah, but
so
think
what's the issue? And then aren't you?
The are issue you is if you don't have a trash can out there, they're going to throw it on the ground.
Okay. But so then we need to request a trash can.
But people but don't take
the,
it
that's
and
the
use
maintenance
it right
issue.
There.
Is okay. That it's hard
so
to get in there?
Sometimes you do.
It was.
Sometimes you just right there.
Well, one thing that was real positive, we requested a trash can be placed at the top of the Bay Beach Trail going up Natterland Drive when that was completed, and Tim facilitated putting one in right away, which maybe there's more budget for that sort of thing or whatever. But if, I remember we requested one, we got a nice little trash can. It was great, because when you walk down the beach, you can pick up your trash and toss it in here as you leave. So it'd be great if Parks and Rec could help us out on that.
Yeah, I'll try that approach.
I think there's a need for educating, because I've seen dog feces on Elizabeth Street, on the sidewalk, on Boardwalk.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
Everywhere, by the high school.
Lots of it's tourists.
And it doesn't matter if there's trash cans around.
Yeah, lots of it is tourists. You know.
Is it the tourists? I don't know. I have no idea. It happens often in my neighborhood, too.
Yeah, it's everybody. Yeah.
And if you see somebody doing it, you say, hey, dude.
No, this is just, you know, when I'm walking
and
around.
And usually they go, okay.
This is like ranch, you know?
But that's, that's a big issue.
It's always going to be a little bit of an issue, but if there's a trash can there and a few less people deal with it, great.
Yeah.
Okay, riprap to stabilize the bank in the slide area from the stairway on 31st Street to Harney Street.
I ride my mountain bike on 31st Street there, and
where are we talking
That's happened.
Where that is.
We're here to have this moment. Nobody really knows where we're talking about.
I know exactly where we're talking about.
I know, but that's why I'm
talking about. Where we're talking
but that's
about.
What we need to know where you're talking about, so we can use that right in common.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, here's highway. Stop. Here's 101, okay? 101. Here's 31st Street, and it goes down around here like this, and here's the reservoir back here,
okay.
Right?
Very good.
Okay, here's and it says at the side, at the stairway. Here's the stairway that comes up from underneath the highway right there.
Got you now.
You got this side hill here. Remember how this was washed out a few years ago?
Sure.
Yeah.
And a couple years ago, they went in and they put a whole bunch of riprap in, and they repaved that, and it's all nice and smooth and two-lane, and it's as done can be, as far as I'm concerned.
Woohoo.
Cool.
Check it.
Done.
Check it off the list. Woo. Okay, Forest Park.
Again, you probably need, this is Parks and Rec situation here.
Yeah.
So you're our ambassador.
No, I'm just saying that they're working on that, and it's trails. When you give it trails or parks, it's in the Parks and Rec area, not our area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We deal with paths and multi-use pathways.
So are they working on it?
Yes, they are.
Specifically on that?
Right. In fact, they're going to have their next meeting, they're going to have OCCFF come to that meeting.
And Mark Salins is involved in that organization.
Yes, he is.
When is that next meeting?
Their meeting is the third Wednesday morning, 8:30.
One of the things that, since they're talking about paths and walkways in Forest Park, it highlights the Big Creek Road comments that we had in terms of separating the user groups, because you can create a loop where you utilize the Big Creek Road for part of your loop, and then you go down into Forest Park. So those two things could kind of coalesce. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, that's
the reason they really would like a joint meeting. For these various reasons, we're just coming across right now.
Yeah, right. Because that particular thing is like huge on my agenda.
But it's nice that two things are happening at once.
Okay, the city has annexed that land around the reservoir, right? And
I think it's in the urban growth boundary.
Yeah. Because I'm on in the bike club, and we've got people involved in city tourism, and if we had a basically a mountain bike trail that we could go halfway around those reservoirs on the reservoir road and then turn around and come back on a trail on the south side of the reservoirs, that it would be a huge tourist draw. It would be a fantastic thing for the city. We could develop cycle tourism big time. Bend, and there's a couple other towns in Oregon that are, designated as mountain bike, areas for recreation, for vacation, and that would put us on the map if we had a trail, and that would be a perfect spot to put, it'd be about a 4 or 5 mile trail.
I think that's awesome.
Around Forest Park, though.
Yeah.
If it's in Forest Park, we got another agency to deal with.
I don't care how many agencies you have.
I'm just saying the thing is that because the forest park is being managed by a, not the city, but not his OCF, but a different organization, somewhere there. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's OCF.
But if the city wants to develop tourism, which I assume the city wants to develop, it would be in their best interest to do that. And so that's why I'd like to see, you know, that joint meeting between us.
We'll get into that later. Mark, I'm sure also Mark would be here to spearhead that one. But.
So then back to this question of whether the city's looking into installation of paths and walkways in Forest Park. I think we have an answer that yes, the Parks and Rec Committee is looking into it. Is there any piece of this that should remain on our list, or should I delete it?
I think just the comment that I made that there's a some linkage between that trail system and the Big Creek Trail, or the Big Creek Road, relative to pedestrians, that there be that we highlight that linkage because it forms a loop. And what Bob's talking about, I think, in addition to Forest Park, is the stuff actually around the reservoirs proper. Yeah. So they're kind of two separate projects. Mm-hmm.
So what's our role as a committee? And like, what would our piece of this be? And what remains on our plate and what stays with them?
Well, relative to the big to the Forest Park section, if there is a joint meeting, then it would be, oh, good, the Parks and Rec is developing the trail in the Forest Park section,
right.
And it would be nice for us then to develop the pedestrian-friendly use of Big Creek Road so that they have some connectivity and join the recreational with the transportation.
Okay. Well, do you actually want a joint meeting with them, or do you want Alicia to take that to them as she's a member of both?
Yes.
We requested a joint meeting with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that on the agenda, so yeah, I was anxious to hear what that was all about.
Okay,
but so we'll hear that soon, I bet.
But is that something that you would be comfortable doing, is taking that to the Park and Rec?
I mean, no problems.
Yeah. If they requested a joint meeting with us,
so
I would be happy to have a joint meeting with them.
Mm-hmm. We tried a couple of years ago to make that happen, and it didn't want to happen, so it's great that you got that to happen, I guess.
No.
Okay.
It came from Mr. Petiva.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good.
Okay, sorry, I've got a little tunnel vision going on here. I'm like, but what should I do about this question? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the question off, and then mm-hmm. once we have our joint meeting with them, then that will generate, that will be part of the agenda for that meeting,
mm-hmm.
if we do, in fact, in the next agenda item, decide to have a joint meeting with them. And then that will be an agenda item, and if it generates some questions, then we'll put those new questions on the list.
That sounds like a great approach.
Thank you.
Well focused.
So question number
one.
I gotta pull out my second snack.
Well, many of these items I'm really surprised at seeing. I don't remember us even discussing them ever in this meeting.
Which
this committee. These items we're talking about right here.
Really?
Yeah. They were in the minutes.
Oh, number 8, I brought that up last summer.
It's like mine.
Okay. I must have been one I was missing.
Yeah, because Laura Svensgaard, I know her quite well, and you know she is. This is where, you know, this is that kind of that gray area. I mean, this is the bicycle and pedestrian committee. You know,
right.
Trails are used by bicycles and pedestrians. You know, I know that that's part of Parks and Recreation, but you know, it is used by bicycles and pedestrians. And you know, I don't know, you know, who, you know, set down the law that we can't talk about those things. And I brought this up a long time ago to have Laura Svensgaard because, you know, the city of Yahats, you know, has trails going all over everywhere, in and through and around and out of the city and around the city and through the city and north and south and east and west. And Newport has nothing, you know.
And they get lots of press.
And they get lots of press and Newport has nothing. You know, you got 800 people living in Yahats. You got 10,000 people living here, and somebody here isn't doing their job. That's the way I see it. If that little tiny town, you know, can get on a map, can get publicity, can get things done, you know, what the hell is wrong in this town? Is it Parks and Recreation, or is it a lack of commitment on our behalf that we have no trails?
So you're gonna invite her?
I think she would come anytime she's available.
Okay. And, so we'll leave that in your capable hands to invite her and get that on an agenda.
Just let me know when she can come, we'll get it on the agenda.
That a joint meeting would be perfect, wouldn't it? Well, no. Well, then she'd have to listen to us bicker.
Maybe she should go to both.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take that off the list, and I'm going to let you invite her whenever is mutually convenient, and you can get her on the agenda. And then the city, is the city aware of proper placement of Sharrow's? Do we?
I think they are.
They are.
I think we can take
the first. Yeah. The first ones he set up on. Yeah, the first one he set up on 6th Street were over to the side, and the second set that he put on were more in the middle of the road where the car's tires were missing them.
So now this gets to our map question: whether the city has an inventory of all paths, trails, bike routes, etc.
They do not.
Okay, right. So we talked about updating the maps and the bike ped plan.
That goes back to question number one. We need a map to where we can start.
Yeah.
You know, downloading and
I'll bring you a map next time.
So this is something that we could consider as a new project now that we've moved a few things off our plate and onto the city manager's plate. We can maybe take this on this year.
Now the next one there about the trails. Mm-hmm. What the plan there is that through Parks and Rec, because there is no layer for trails right now on our maps.
Okay.
I and another person in Parks and Rec was going to get a GPS system from the city and walk these trails.
Oh, wow.
And therefore they'll have a direct input back into their maps.
Nice.
That was supposed to be worked out with Mark. I need to talk to Mark Sanks about that.
Who are we going to work with?
Yes,
we'll hold
it.
I was going to say it, but I was hoping
someone else would. Well, Kristen Motiva suggested it, and my Sandra Sorber is another
one. Right.
She'd probably do it with me.
You know, we might be able to get one of those from Public Works.
Okay.
Does someone know how to use them?
Well, that's the idea. We'll have to work those things
details
out.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't pushed it yet because of the weather.
Right.
Last week would have been great.
But I know that we had a person who was assigned to do nothing but, go out and GPS certain utility lines. So I know we have some things, some device, and it is in Public Works. So.
Okay.
Can I bring up my memory? Just brought something up about trails again. The Bicycle Pedestrian Committee, we actually developed a trail, the Coast Guard trail.
Okay, I wasn't bringing that up myself.
Yeah, because that was something that was had nothing to do with Parks and Recreation, had 100% to do with the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee.
Right.
The trail, when you go down Natterland Drive, the trail that goes down to the jetty, that was something that we went through a process of several years to get the Coast Guard. There were letters written to the Coast Guard for months to get approval for us to use their property to create that trail.
Yes.
And so we did this without, Parks and Recreation.
Well, I don't think that there's anything that says that you can't work on trails or suggest trail development or anything like that. What I think I might have heard Alicia say is that politically with the Parks and Rec Committee, is that going to be a sensitive issue?
It could be.
Good.
Yes. That's the issue, I think, more than anything else. It's not that you can't. I don't think there's anything that would prohibit it. But I think that you want to try to work with the other group if possible.
Exactly. That's what we want to do. We want to work together.
Yeah.
Okay. Accomplish this. Yes.
Let's get to that quickly, the joint meeting. We just have one or two more of these things. The sediment tarps on Big Creek Trail. Is this something we're still looking for an answer on?
I don't remember what that was about.
Where are you at now here? Lost you.
Which one are we on?
I don't know the number. It says I'm changing them as we go. Whether the city is planning to have the sediment tarps removed on the Big Creek Trail.
I think that's been basically...
Is that done?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't...
Isn't that related to raising the manhole covers up and such?
It might have had to do with, I don't know what this is either, it might have had to do with one of the floods that we've had, because Big Creek floods from time to time.
Was that the one where it was just ugly and we talked about a vegetative
berm
instead of, and that it was graffiti?
David brought that up one point in time, that the flood covers.
It's just,
they're sitting up on top of cement.
Is that this?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was just an aesthetic thing. It wasn't.
It was totally aesthetic, and they already said no because, just no.
Well, it was brought up in Parks and Rec also, and it got denied there too.
Yeah,
so.
they're just cement stacks.
No. So we got our answer. We can make it obvious. No.
Yeah, we can delete that one.
Okay. And then whether there's a plan to properly sign the directions from Agate Beach to Big Creek Park.
That's one that is kind of in the wayfinding committees.
Yeah.
And I'm continuing to kind of hammer that point home.
Yeah, because you just want to put one at that parking lot down there and sign says go that way under the highway. And
yeah.
Okay.
So,
Should we leave it here to follow up on?
Yeah, I think it should be a good one to leave.
So, a follow-up with the Wayfinding Committee, or...
And Chuck will keep us posted?
Yeah. It's,
Big Creek Trail, huh? West there.
On number 12, it says that I'm doing that.
The Agate Beach Wayside Park, the big parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it says that.
Where the trail starts, close to Highway 101, the underpass.
Okay, that's your...
That's called the Bay to Beach Trail. Yeah.
We call it the Big Creek Trail because it's easier to digest because it doesn't go to the bay.
The Big Creek Trail confuses me.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
So is that staying on the list or is that going off the list?
Staying on the list is just something to track.
Okay. But
yeah, so actually we might have two lists here, one of questions for staff and the other is things that we're tracking. So maybe I'll start splitting it out that way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think just leave it on the list as it is and it gets attention and gets some traction from multiple sources.
Maybe you'll have a wayfinding meeting next month.
Yeah, I was disappointed to find out that that was...
Well, that would have been virtually impossible on Friday.
Right.
Keep it.
I have a comment on that, but it's outside of this meeting. Okay. It's like,
I mean,
why do we wait a whole month to reschedule it?
I don't know if they're waiting a whole month. I don't have to staff that meeting any longer.
Okay, and then the last one, will there be bike lanes or share roads on Ash Street? Are we good with Ash Street? It looks very nice.
Yeah, it's constructed and there's a mixed-use sidewalk, I guess you'll call it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a sidewalk there, yes.
But there's still the need to have the
bicycles right on the road, not the sidewalk.
Right.
What a concept.
So
well, that's why I said it's a mixed use path slash sidewalk. It's a little gray.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say?
Yeah. We have a short section there that doesn't have just a sidewalk. After that, they get the mixed use path, right?
Right. Well,
so that's disconnect is still there.
Yeah, the disconnect is still there. And the improvements that were made on Ash Street when it was paved recently include a pavement structured sidewalk slash bike path or mixed use path.
Okay.
And it's pretty wide in some sections and narrow on the other. But it's really, if you're a biker and you're moving from point A to point B, you're not going to be on that mixed use path. You're going to be in the road.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then as you continue on up the hill and make the left turn up 40th Street, that's where we wanted, where we continue to have a little bit of a no comment or no comment, depending on how you look at it, from Public Works. Right. When this issue came up before and we brought back an answer, it was, well, there was no comment whether the sheriffs could happen on 40th Street to lead people up that way. And it was never determined by anybody that I could hear whether it was they didn't have a comment on it or just I don't want to talk about it, no comment.
What is it? So the question is, Can Cheryl's happen on 40th Street? Is that
no,
the question?
No, it's the disconnect in the trail system on 40th. So there's a place where there's no pedestrian or bike dedicated.
Well, no, that's not true. There's pedestrians are taken care of.
Yeah, they build sidewalk for pedestrians.
Completely. The question does boil down to, is it appropriate to consider Cheryl's going up 40th Street?
I see what you're saying.
To facilitate the bicycle traffic from Ash to the uphill mixed-use path.
Okay. Thank you.
And that was the one where I went out and measured, and it's like there's enough room, right. And how come we can't do it? And never got an answer back as to whether they didn't want to do it or whether they couldn't do it by some statute.
So I moved it up in the list. Okay. Because I don't know if they'll get through all, and I have 8 things on the list now. So I'll clean this up and send it to everyone.
Right.
Okay. So the next thing on the list is consideration of the joint meeting with Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee in March. That's our next meeting. Do we need to develop an agenda or talk about that meeting before we go into it?
Who asked for the meeting and why did they ask it for it?
Mr. Petiva asked for it.
For what reason or what?
Because...
Is there a project
No, we sort of have gray areas between the two committees. And we do things together. He just wants to get an understanding with us. Okay?
Is that based upon anything that we've done?
No.
Not at all.
You can rest assured. Yeah.
What's interesting is we tried to initiate this meeting
I know that.
Several times, and right. So his desire to clarify things tells me that he's... Well, I'll be interested to see what is.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing. We'll get him all straightened out.
Yes, okay?
Sure. Now the question is,
I'm not going to let him listen to that.
How many of you would be willing to go to a 8:30 Wednesday morning meeting?
I can do that.
Sure. I can do that.
That'd be fine.
Wednesday.
Okay. And you mean the question of doing
may or may not be able to. I can't commit at this point.
Okay. Marianne, did you say do we need an agenda for that or a do we need some
we
questions
need to
going in?
Yeah, so I think that we could all get up to speed.
So if we're going to have a joint meeting with them, are there some things that we want to think about in terms of projects like some of the South Beach Trail projects include getting a trail from the airport down to Mike Miller Park along the old railroad grade? Would be a project that works kind of in both courts from transportation and from recreation.
And getting a mountain bike trail in the town so we could get tourists to come to the city of Newport.
But I'd like to suggest that, so what if we put this on the agenda to discuss at our next meeting?
Correct.
And start to set up a joint meeting for sometime after that. In other words, I think March is a little too soon because I would like to get up to speed a little bit on some of these things and have a discussion about what we talk to them about. So would they be willing to come to our April meeting?
That I don't know that.
Okay.
Also their March meeting is after our March meeting.
Yeah.
It
is
so
after our March
meeting.
We could
go to their...
Yeah.
And as long as we don't need a quorum for it, then we can all go, whoever can go to the 8:30 Wednesday meeting can go.
Yeah. Would they not be willing to come to the 5:30 meeting? Or
that's what impression I've got from them.
That they wouldn't be?
Yeah.
Okay. So my question to you is, you'd still have your regular March meeting, which would be on the 11th, and then the joint meeting would be what day?
I can't remember.
The third Wednesday, did you say?
It's the third Wednesday,
Wednesday would be 20...
It's the same on both February and March.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
I could most likely do it.
It'd be like the 19th,
You definitely
right?
can't do it. Are you on campus?
That's the 19th?
Yeah, I think that's
Tuesday's the 11th. You know, the following Tuesday is the 18th, and the day after is the 19th.
Yeah,
So yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Us roofers, we got it all figured out.
Oh, huh. Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, the 19th.
Unlikely. Oh, on the.
The 19th, right?
Just no, Wednesday the 19th. Oh, yeah, that's possible.
You got it.
Yeah, okay. I was looking at that Thursday.
Roofer says.
Yeah, would we need a quorum just to show up at the meeting?
To show up at their meeting?
Yeah.
We would notice. That would have to be noticed as a joint meeting.
But if we didn't have a quorum, would that be a problem? Because there would be no decisions being made.
No.
You don't have, if it's a joint meeting, both parties don't have to have a quorum.
Both parties do. I just don't like that whole idea of not having a quorum if it's advertised as a joint meeting.
If it's advertised as a joint meeting, I think we have to commit to either doing it or not doing it.
Well, it sounds to me like everyone can except for, right?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But if a quorum of you could go, that would only be four of you.
Okay.
Oh, well, we can do it.
And I'm already there, so.
Yeah, you're already there. You're a two-person.
Right, and Mark's already there, so that's covered.
Yeah, I can too.
Okay.
I would make an attempt to go and commit to trying to go. Mm-hmm. I have to check my schedule, but.
Yeah, basically, it's just. It's just an informational thing, anyway.
It's just informational.
Well, that's why we're trying to clarify, because if somebody can't show up and three people go, or is it still substantive, is the question.
You just need to have a joint meeting and get a quorum there.
Okay.
So you have to have four people, otherwise, three people show up, go, shoot, we got up too early. So I better not be the one that's not there, and you better not be the one that's
not there. No, I see for at least four people who are willing to go. Marcia, Alicia, Bob. Susan, are you able to go?
No.
Okay, Amanda?
I'm checking right now, but I think so.
So between the two of us, we're both I think so's. So I think
one of us will be able to go.
I hope so. Okay.
How long do the meetings run?
I don't know. I've never been.
Their meetings normally are over by 10 o'clock.
And they start at
8:30.
That's why they don't want to come to ours.
Right. And they give you goodies because they give you...
Oh.
On an unrelated note, I'm in.
No, I think they have coffee, a drink, and they have donuts.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
I feel like such a failure.
I think you're letting us down.
At night it's beer, though.
I will settle for maps.
Okay.
Okay. So then after that, we have to develop our next agenda. So I'd like to propose that one of the things is we talk about the joint meeting.
Okay.
So would you call that items for the joint meeting or discussion items for joint meeting?
Yes.
Are we on the developed agenda?
Yeah.
Yes. So I can go back to Parks.
Oh, the committee comments. Committee comments. Right over that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
And I can go back to Parks then on Wednesday and say yes.
Yes. And yes. Peggy will help.
Okay. And does Jim go to the? Is Jim the staff person or does Judy go? Or
no, just Jim.
Okay. I'll work with him on developing the agenda. Okay. Just so that, I mean, not what it says, but just so we don't get in trouble.
Okay.
One committee comment that I had was just a follow-up to our last meeting. We talked about the STIP project in South Beach.
And you wanted a map.
Yeah, and I brought my beat-up
Where did one. You get that? They searched all over Public Works for
one. This is one that Ted, our Public Works contact person, most recent one, brought. To our meeting, I don't know, some time ago.
He didn't even know which Ted you meant because somebody said Ted at the last meeting. So I said, when I was talking with Ted Olaf about it, he said, it must be Ted Jones. And I said, well, don't you have his files?
Yeah. Well, and they have this. This is,
promise to return it, considering it's apparently gold.
Well, I guess.
Who knew?
But anyway, there's a lot of pedestrian improvements that are acknowledged there. Mm-hmm. Good for us to know about and put our input in on. And it also relates back to that Chestnut and Ferry Slip pedestrian improvement project that I've been trying to push forward. That Mark Salins agreed to work with me to see if we could get it to happen.
Chestnut and Ferry Slip.
Yeah. And it's
right in the mix of that project. But the this ferry slip project is a very minor scale.
I can like the Jersey barriers.
Yeah. Okay. I don't mind those, but I would like to, have a little bit of a gravel shoulder so that you don't have to walk in the street.
You can paint them.
The barriers are cool. There's a hole in the middle, and you walk through them. So I'm not too worried about the barriers. I would rather see the pedestrian improvements as outlined in this document here, and some of which the things have been done. So that was a project that Mark specifically said, I want to take this on as a project. Didn't he say that? To work through with Public Works to make it happen. And so I'm just keeping that.
I understand.
Going forward. And to that end, if we could, now that we know what that document is, because it's relevant to this project, continue to try to get ourselves a copy of that.
So should that be a question on our list of questions to say what is the status of the ferry slip Chestnut?
I think so.
Sure.
Yeah.
That would be great. I don't know if anybody had a chance to go over there and look at what was being proposed or not.
I just saw the barriers there.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
So
South Beach is not really out of my area, so.
I see you going to the aquarium all the time. Don't you go over to the aquarium all the time?
Yeah.
Well, I'll send you very good.
He ran over there.
Any other comments?
January 4th.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got a comment. Maybe we should be doing it, maybe asking ODOT for something else too, like lights on the bridge. You know how Marianne, you know how dark it is there.
Pedestrian.
I walked over that bridge.
I unfortunately had the I had to ride over the bridge one day with my bicycle in the dark. I had my lights on, but they don't do nothing for you. And I found myself wandering over into the other lane.
Oh, gosh.
There's no light. I mean, it's so pitch black, you wouldn't believe it.
I've walked over it at night, and I had to really focus one foot in front of the other and, you know, use the headlights for light, because if you fall off that...
Oh, that's scary.
I imagine something we might ask the ODOT to do, put some lights on that bridge.
Well, I was going to suggest in the next thing as an agenda item is that in the next meeting, let's look at some old projects, new projects, and start setting some new priorities of things to work on now that we have moved some things into a new category. Any other comments? So then, any other agenda items? Oh, the other agenda item that I was wondering about is the committee orientation. We have three new members, and we've never had
And, you know, I'm going to get our city attorney to come to all of them.
I don't think I ever had an orientation.
We never had an orientation.
We used to do orientation. You know, we would just do a couple sessions on different days, and all the committees were invited to attend those sessions. And we haven't done it in a while, so I think you must have just missed the day, maybe. But we'll do it again. Our city attorney is going to be out for a while. So it might not happen before April.
So one time you were going to do it at our committee meeting.
Yes,
I
was.
This is now a different model that we would go to at a different time. Okay. Okay.
So should I bring my lawyer to counter your lawyer?
Is he bigger than her lawyer?
We've got Susan. Well, you have a lawyer on your committee.
Are you a lawyer? Yeah. Oh, I did not know.
I'm bringing her.
Yeah.
We'll bring you.
You want to do the committee orientation?
I have no idea how they want you to be oriented.
Well, you get a lot of power.
It's really defined. Next control like you've never seen.
So we have so far items for the joint meeting, and then work on old and new projects and begin setting new priorities. And then we have the general stuff like the minutes, and we're through with the city council presentation follow-up, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We need the staff reports.
Oh, your letter that you're going to write.
Maybe. Oh, well, I think we could do that by email.
Oh, yeah.
We'll add that to the agenda if there's anything we need to talk about.
All right, we can.
Anything else?
You're not going to discuss it via email, right?
How to best do that then?
What you do is you send it to them, but don't have them reply to all. Just have people reply only to you.
Okay, so if anybody has significant comments or if there are conflicting comments, then I'll bring that to the meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's perfect.
But if everybody is pretty much on the same page, I'll just send it out.
You can resolve it as long as you're not all chatting together.
Okay, and then we'll all go out for a beer after.
We can't do that either.
No.
No. No. No friendliness.
No, as long as it's just three of us.
No, camaraderie.
Yeah. Groups of three.
You guys go to that bar.
we'll just have a walkie-talkie.
Three, right. One table.
We're still being
three
recorded.
Table, one. I'll go sit by myself.
Okay.
You want to do the list of questions again?
Next week, yes.
Next
list
meeting.
Of questions every meeting.
The bike and ped accidents. I'm just trying to get this straight because I'm not going to be
here. This project be on the agenda so we get requests to the staff? Can we put this Chestnut Ferry Slip project on the agenda with?
Sure.
And if Mark Saylor, would it be appropriate for the committee to ask Public Works to do anything?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had talked about Public Works coming to our meetings about quarterly.
And he will once in a while. He just won't come to all of them.
Yeah. Right, so would next one be a good one?
I'll ask him if he can come because that would be good to have him here if
that
I'm not.
That would be great. Great. Yeah.
But I'm not going to promise that he'll be here.
That's not his job description anymore. You know, that's been pointed out umpteen thousand times to us.
So what?
Did he
so
say that?
Ken brought up something that Ken brought up that we are listed under community development rather than public works. Is that a change, and is that significant?
Well, I don't even know what he's talking about. You have a separate committee location.
He's talking about the website.
On the website.
On the web.
Yeah. On the city website, if you look under committees, there's bike and pet right there on its own. So I don't know quite what he was talking about. I'll have to look.
Yeah.
No, I think I think it is kind of a subset of something.
The planning department?
Yeah,
it said drop down to planning. Or
I just kind of looked and it was easy to find. You know, so I didn't think about the rest of it.
Well, there may be something on there, but your agendas and your minutes and your audio files are not on that website. They are not on planning or public works.
I think it was just a description.
Could be.
That it existed and did this and that, you know.
It would be good to have Derek come to one of our meetings sometime, too, just to pick his brain on projects. And as you pointed out, how do we best plug in the earliest planning stages, not when it's already gone to public works for implementation.
Right, exactly. I'm mulling over
you're short and
ways
sweet.
To present standards in a productive way.
I was going
to
call him Commodore. I'm like,
have you met Derek?
I think we'll just say smooth sailing in the future.
Yeah, it would be good.
He will come.
Yeah, he's great.
Should we invite
I'll
him?
Ask him. Yeah, I don't know if he'll come to the next meeting. Would that be appropriate next time?
I think
if we can get Tim here, we'll do Tim. If Tim can't make it, I'll ask Derek.
Yeah, if we can get each of them here, like, you know, two, three times a year, that would be
great.
Yeah. And then also I will give somebody the tape recorder so that we don't get sideways with our transparency. And then I don't know. I don't think there will be any minutes.
All right. Well, then I guess this meeting is adjourned. No further comments.